Shalom, 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 family. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty the Rabble Rouser, coming at you from outside of Philly. Holla if you hear me. Dig it. Before we get started, if you haven't already, go to the YouTube channel Black Enlightainment and check out the playlist entitled The Culture. Those are some original songs by me. Check them out. Tell me what you think. If you love them, give them a thumbs up. Sharing is caring. If you hate them, feel free. Give them a thumbs down. There's a reason that thumbs down is there. You know, you have the right to not like them. And, you know, I get some thumbs down. You'll see when you go on there, like, people aren't scared to say they don't like it. And I don't care. I'm not very easily discouraged, which is what this message is about today. Let me tell y'all, it's been a while since I posted new content for you all. And the four of you that actually listen may have noticed. But I have been just being blessed and being tested by the Most High. He has been revealing to me so many things and testing my heart, testing my commitment, testing my faith. And I just think of today. As I receive a blessing that is just beyond imagination, you know, it's something that as a child I desired in my heart, but never would have asked for, never would have felt entitled to. And in fact, it's a blessing that I even walked away from the possibility of because of where the Most High was leading me. It wasn't leading me toward that blessing. It was leading me in a different direction. And so it's not even something that I was like, felt like I was in line for. But then before I left Belize, the Most High spoke some things to me and he came to me and made some things clear to me. And in terms of my purpose and that I needed to come back to Babylon and that there was work for me to do here, that there was need of me here. And so almost begrudgingly, I agreed. And I, you know, here's the thing, like I said yes a long time ago. So sometimes when the Most High is like, I need you to go to Nineveh, I might pout for 5 minutes, but I get myself together pretty quickly because I know that the Most High always does wonderful things, especially when he's asking us to do something that he knows we don't want to do. And sometimes our willingness is all that's needed and we don't have to do it. Like with Abraham, you know, not having to sacrifice his beloved son. And sometimes we do have to do what we want to do, what we don't want to do, like Jonah and going to Nineveh, right? But in both cases, what I have learned in my own walk, not just through the scriptures, but in my own walk or my own limp or my own low crawl, whatever you want to call it, I have learned that it's in those places of resistance that the Most High is going to work something really cool out one way or another. And so I kind of pout for not long and I get myself together. So I got myself together. I came back to Babylon. That was all crazy. The whole transition, it's all been super crazy. Miracle after miracle, test after test, testimony after testimony. But the interesting thing about it is that the more clearly the Most High spoke to me about a particular blessing, the more people in my life discouraged me. They discouraged me in every way possible, guys. People told me lies to discourage me. People told me true but discouraging stories. People tried to make me feel like I was out of place to desire that blessing. People tried to make it seem as if that blessing was actually a curse. I mean, I cannot even go into all of the ways in which people in my life tried to discourage and reroute me. But I just knew that the Most High had confirmed and was continuing to confirm to me that I should go and seek out this blessing and that he was going to make it a blessing. And so I did. I prepared my heart. I prepared my children, and we went and we sought out this blessing. And we had no idea of how many lies had been told to us, how much of the bad press, of the discouragement just was untrue. It was just untrue. And I think of how that happens to me whenever there's a major transition in my life, because when I went to Belize, I was in the northern part of Belize for the first few months. And then someone suggested that I come and check out the south and check out PG, which is where I spent the last 5 years. And everyone around me was like, you're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. It's boring. It's slow. It's this. It's that. They all warned me that it was like the worst thing ever, that I was going to go take a weekend to visit, and then I was going to be so glad that that's not where I was. And for all the bad press, I mean, I almost didn't even go check it out, but something in my spirit was like, girl, just go check it out. And I went and I checked it out, and I was within 1 minute, like just turning the bend, and like you come, the way that you enter PG, you like, you're coming down this highway, and then you make this turn, and you're right out on the Caribbean Sea, and you're driving right along the Caribbean Sea right into town. And when I tell you, I was wowed from that moment until the moment I left 3 weeks ago, or two, when was it? 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks ago. From the time I pulled up on the bus for that first weekend visit until the time I left, I did not cease to be wowed, impressed, inspired, and in love with that town. Everything that the people had told me I was going to hate about it, none of it was true for me. Everything that they had warned me about was like the opposite, had the opposite impact on me. And so so it was interesting with this most recent blessing that, yeah, I got the same kind of bad press and discouragement, and you're going to hate it. It's going to be terrible. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. And you're not allowed, and all this stuff. And the Most High was like, go and receive, take hold of this blessing. And then I show up to take hold of the blessing, and all of the bad press was wrong. All of everything was wrong. I was well within my rights to accept the blessing, and it was so much more than I expected it to be. And I was going to take it, expecting it to be all of this terrible stuff that everybody said, but thinking it's okay, I can work with it, because the Most High said it's going to be a blessing. So hey, sometimes you got to work, you know, like the Most High gives you a plot of land and says be fruitful on it and multiply and eat from the good of the land. You might have to plant some potatoes. It might not be potatoes just growing. You might have to work with it. So I had this idea that I was going to have to, like, you know, I prepared me and my kids, like, we're going to have to work, y'all, to get it to be a blessing, but it's all right. The Most High said it's for us. And then when we showed up, it was none of what we expected to have to do would we have to do. It was just ready-made blessing. Like, I told you it was going to be a blessing. The Most High was like, I told you. And so I just want to encourage you all, when you know what you know, what you know, and you know the voice of Yah, you know, his word tells us his sheep know his voice and we will not follow after another. And I want to encourage you to listen to that still small voice. And no matter what kind of press, whether everybody is giving something good press, yes, that's, he's a catch and boom, 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 and that's a great job and whatever. And your spirit is like, the Most High is like, or if it's the opposite and everybody's like, you're going to hate it. It's terrible. It's the worst. It's no fun. And your spirit is like, go check it out. I just want to encourage you to listen to that still small voice. Because our Father is still in the blessing business, y'all. And I cannot even contain myself with the feeling of victory that I have today in trusting in the report of Yah and not trusting the voices, the opinions, the advice, the threats of man. I'm telling you. Yah is a waymaker and a blesser, blesser, blesser. I told y'all this a few weeks ago. He is making a distinction between the blessed and the cursed, a distinction, so that when people look out and they don't know who is who, it won't be hard to figure it out, because the handprint of the Most High is upon his chosen. And those that love him, who are called according to his purpose, baby, all these things are working out to our good and better than you can imagine. So be encouraged. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. And that's all I got for you guys. Shalom, shalom, shalom.